Yeah, I think it's positive news for the anglers from the Rosses Anglers Club, who've been fighting an ongoing battle for many years now against Inland Fisheries Ireland over the fishing on the for salmon on the Gibara River. This case goes back, I think, probably to about 2006, 2007 at the stage where Inland Fisheries Ireland, along with a club that was formed on the Gibara, made the Gibara exclusive to fish for that particular club, which meant that the members of the Rosses Anglers Club could not fish on the Gibara River again without having a licence, which was set at an exorbitant price. The fishermen opposed that and exercised their traditional right to fish on the river, and Inland Fisheries Ireland started prosecuting them for that, which has led to today's case, and a number of High Court cases as well have also been ongoing for a number of years. And it turns out now that Inland Fisheries Ireland have no legal basis to prosecute anybody for illegal fishing.
I understand there is an ongoing High Court action. You are calling for that to be settled to put the whole situation to bed, as it were.
I think so. I think it has to be, Catherine. You know, the three of the Ross Anglers have been in the High Court for many years, since 2009 at this stage, fighting with Inland Fisheries over who actually controls and has the right and the legal right to control the Gibara River. And I think Inland Fisheries now need to do the decent thing and settle that case with those men, because they've taken this case at a huge personal risk to themselves. I think the Inland Fisheries have to recognise now the position that they're in, where they don't have any legal basis to pursue anybody for illegal fishing, and settle that case with them.